Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another reincarnation of Norm at Night. I am having a great deal of fun doing the show, and I hope there's some people out there listening today. I'm sorry that we had to have the redesign of the time, but unfortunately, in typical Big C fashion, I was a little late getting my reservation in for the 11 o'clock time slot, and so I had to settle for 6:30. Remember, if you want to call in to the show, you can dial up 347-945-6713, and you should connect right to me. If you feel more comfortable and would rather connect up to Norm, you can reach me on Instant Messenger. My buddy name. My buddy name is BoogeCon. That's BoogeCon. And I'll be glad to connect to you through IM. Today, in the tradition of WJFK, Washington, D.C., we're going to have an open mic night. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. So just dial 347-945-6713, and you can chat with Norm and the rest of our audience. Let's get those phones ringing. Let's make them ring off the hook tonight. Some issues that I'd like to talk about today. Barack Obama was in Berlin today pretending he was a jelly donut. Remember that famous Kennedy line, "Ich bin Berliner." It translated into something like, "I'm a jelly donut." So there's Big Barack pretending to be a jelly donut. Absolutely amazing. 200,000 Germans sitting in the tear garden, waving American flags as this guy actually said some things that appealed to me a great deal, that we haven't always lived up to the ideals of our liberty, that we haven't always lived up to the ideals of what we claim to be. And we've made some mistakes. We've done some pretty rotten things. You know, we did some pretty rotten things right there in Germany. I know nobody out there thinks the firebombing of Dresden was a horrible thing, but it was almost as bad as dropping a nuke on those two Japanese cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, there's all this talk in the world now about, weapons of mass destruction. Well, there's only one nation in the world that's used those weapons of mass destruction and anger, and that is the United States of America. I know. Oh, hundreds of thousands of American troops would have died if we'd have had to invade the Japanese home islands. You know what? I'm not sure that was the case. I'm not sure we ever even had to invade the home islands. We could have, but I don't want to get in. But if you want to talk about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, just give us a call, 347-945-6713. Today I was in the car, and actually I was riding home, and I like to listen to the other talk shows, and I was listening to the, well, it used to be Donna Mike, but it's not that anymore. It's the Michael Mara show now, and they were talking about what could be a possible breaking story. Tom Edwards caught doing some no-no stuff in a hotel somewhere. I'm waiting to see if more of that's coming out. I still haven't perfected. This is sort of like Google jockeying. I like to Google jock. Does anybody out there know what Google jockeying is? Anyway, you can somebody call in. I hate talking to myself. 347-945-6713. I've got 5 lines open, and I'd love to hear from you. We're 4 minutes into the show, and rock in Europe. So, hello. This is. I lost the caller. I'm really sorry. I'm still learning all the mechanics of this. Absolutely incredible, this Blog Talk Radio. It's absolutely be done. And I guess you could call it Radio Free Norm, because I have done it under some sponsorship at a few places. I'll just call it Hogwarts for short. And it's been shut down twice in the audio version and once in the print version. There's just something about, I don't know, I guess I rub people the wrong way. I do understand that, you know, that I do that kind of a thing, and, sometimes, I don't know, I just have to be Norm. There's a lot of people out there. Oh, so I got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead, you're on with Norm. I lost another caller. Shucks. Call back, caller. I clicked the wrong button. The 410 area code. Give me a call back, and you can have a chat with Norm. Anybody out there ever been dog sledding? I talked a little bit about dog sledding last Tuesday. I've been challenged by a friend of mine to do some dog sledding, and I'm thinking about going next December to some dog sledding in northern Quebec. Excuse me. So anybody out there, give me a call. Please call that caller. I'm having trouble doing 2 things at once, and I was trying to look on the Drudge Report, see if there's anything about the Edwards story, and I haven't been able to confirm or deny it. Let me see if I can't get some information about this. Or do you, anybody who knows anything about it, give Constantine a call at 347-945-6713. That 410 number, come on, give me a call back. I'm missing you. I don't have any idea. Have I somehow turned myself off? According to my switchboard here. There we go. You're on the air, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I was just wondering how Buff is going to do this year.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real well. I recognize that voice. I recognize that voice. It's a tall, skinny guy who's heading down to the Peach State, I think.
You know, anyway, it's me.
We won't use any names here. So what'd you call up about? What do you have to say?
I was wondering if you're going to think, if you thought Buffalo was going to do good this year in football.
Do I think the Buffalo Bills are going to be good in football? I'll tell you, there's something about growing up with the Buffalo Bills. You always think they're going to be good. And somehow you're never disappointed because you really know in your... No, I don't think they're going to be very good this year at all. I mean, they don't have anything. They're like nothing. They have no offense. They can't stop a light. You know, I mean, they're just horrible. But you know, when the season starts, 75,000 screaming crazies will jam that stadium. I've sat there on a few occasions. I've actually sat there for a AFC Championship game. So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be good or not. I don't really think it matters. You know, the Washington Redskins going to be good. What do you think about that, caller? I mean, you know, I hear that they're going to add the Ravens to David Letterman's monologue because they're the biggest joke in football. I can't hear you, caller.
See, this is another friend. I have a question that's kind of irrelevant, but I think you're probably one of the best on the issue. What do you think Tim Russert's legacy is going to be, knowing that you actually were able to go to high school with him and you both grew up together in South Buffalo?
Well, you know, that's a real interesting thing. What is Tim Russert's legacy going to be? Well, I hope his legacy is going to be that people don't take themselves too seriously, because if there's one thing you can say about Tim Russert is he never took himself too seriously. And you know what? He was one of those guys that when he won with grace, and when he lost with dignity. And you can't ask anything more of a person than that. I had a lot of respect for Tim Russert all the way back in the high school years. We thought a lot of the same way. Our paths just took different paths, you know. And the other legacy I hope that people get from Tim Russert is understanding that if you get yourself involved, there's no telling what's going to happen to you. I mean, there he is, 24, 25 years old. 24, 25 years old. He walked. Oh, shoot. Sorry, I dropped my mic. Am I still here? Can you hear me,
yeah.
Caller? All right. Well, anyway, he walked into a campaign office and volunteers, you know, to make phone calls, do all the grunt work, and that starts a odyssey to meet the press. I mean, I don't know if anybody, excuse me, anybody on the line here was at his last commencement speech, but he made it at St. Mary's High School in Annapolis, Maryland, and I mean, just his charge to the crowd, you know. I mean, the last thing that he said, he was just a great guy, and it was a real shock. It was just a real shock, you know, with, especially to somebody like me, because the fact of the matter is I did graduate from high school with him. We're the same age, and anybody who knows me knows I'm a little chubby, you know, but for the grace of God, it could have been me. You got anything else for us?
No, I think I'm okay. I'm tuned in, and I'll see you later. Thank you for answering my questions.
Hey, you're welcome. Oh, and by the way, and this goes to everybody else out there, we're on live now, but if you want to listen to the show, you can go to a blog called Pettywop, which is a blog I keep with a friend of mine, and the URL is PADDY2 the number, PADDY2.blogspot.com. And the latest episode of Norm at Night is archived there. And you can also, excuse me, go to blogtalkradio.com/Norm at Night, and all the shows are archived there. I'm having great fun here. Any more questions? Anything you want to talk about? You know anything about this John Edwards story, supposedly? I mean, I heard that coming home, driving in the car today, and, well, it was really kind of a shocker. And actually, I got that Drudge Report up here on my computer now. Well, I don't see anything about the John Edwards. Oh, wait. Here we go. Did I disconnect?
Oh, you're still here.
Ah, that's good. There's National Enquirer. It appears that I'm back. I'd like some feedback from a caller. I got about 14 minutes to go here. Howard Stern here is today vowing not to vote for a Democrat ever because apparently they're opposing the merger between XM Radio and Sirius Radio. You know, in fact, I just got a Sirius Radio. It was a gift from somebody. As soon as I can figure out how to turn it on, I'm going to give it a blast. Remember now, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713. And it's open mic night, so you can talk about pretty much whatever you want here on Norm at Night, and that would be kind of interesting. In fact, Google jocked me. You know, I'm no sane. Anybody out there know what Google jocking is? Well, it's really kind of cool. It's when you're listening to somebody, you know, like a teacher in class or me here on the radio or some other person on the radio. You have a you have a computer open to the internet, and everything the person's saying, you Google it and try to find some kind of either verification or, you know, say, you know, you're a big fat liar. Well, I'm not a liar, but, you know, everybody's a baloney maker. Everybody tries to put the spin on everything to make themselves look better than they are. You know, God, even Norm does it. Absolutely. But you know what? Back to what the call is, the legacy of Tim Russert. Why don't you all give me a call at 347-945-671. Hello? That's at 345-9. I keep dropping the God blessed. Well, you know, it's one of those little earpieces. The technology here is real. And you can do this at almost other than your materials. I am. I got about 10 minutes left here on the Norm at Night show. We started about 6:30 today. We're supposed to be on the air at 11 o'clock tonight, but I lost that time slot because of some kind of a technical mistake on my part. I've never been known for my ability to stay organized and stuff, but I really don't care about any of that stuff because it's not what makes the world go round. Again, I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. We're starting to get callers on the Norm Show, and I'm hoping that my buddy from Patty Wop eventually will start co-hosting some of these shows with me. I'm not 100% sure exactly how you do that, or if I can do it without tying up the line. I'm still exploring this whole thing. I really was excited to be able to just to be able to do this, and it's really, I'm trying to tell you, I can't multitask. I don't really understand how you kids multitask out there. Why don't you give me a call at 347-945-6713, and maybe we can talk about it. I'm having a whole bunch of fun here, and it's open mic night, and so, I mean, we can talk about anything. You want to, you name the subject. But whatever it is, we've got about 8 minutes left here on the show. Actually, we're down to about seven. And so give me a call. I got five lines open at 347-945-6713. If you want to, excuse me. And remember, you can go to Patty Wop to hear a replay of the show anytime you want, and that's at patty2.blogspot.com. That's the number two, P-A-D-D-Y number two.blogspot.com. If you want the full archive, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/normatnight, and the full archive will be there. I'm trying to figure out what kind of legal music or not I can put on here. Speaking of music, I was very excited to hear that the Who are coming to Washington, D.C. in November. That'll be an exciting day. Quadrophenia may be among my all-time favorites. Pinball Wizard, holy mackerel. You can't top that. The Who really were, anybody remember when they were the Guess Who? God, am I showing my age. If I've said anything that you don't like or you don't think is true, dial right in, 347-945-6713. We got about 6 minutes left, and hopefully I'm going to start getting some sponsors and commercials so that I don't have to spend my whole time talking. It's really a lot more fun when I get somebody on the line. I had a couple of people on the line earlier in the show, and that was really fun. They asked me about the Buffalo Bills. Never fails when you're a person from Buffalo. Somebody's always going to ask you about the Buffalo Bills. Do you think the Bills are going to be good this year? Do you think the Bills are going to be good this year? Sometimes you just get a little bit tired of all the Buffalo Bills jokes you hear. But so be it. If you're from Buffalo, you're going to hear Buffalo Bills jokes. If you're from Buffalo, you're going to hear Buffalo Sabre jokes. Nobody even probably remembers the Buffalo Brave jokes. We have no Major League Baseball team, so you got the Buffalo Bisons, although they do play. I think there's a AAA team in Norfolk that the Bisons play. One interesting thing about Pilot Field, although it might have a different name now, but Pilot Field in Buffalo is actually the prototype for Camden Yards. In fact, if you take the upper deck off Camden Yards, what you have is a Pilot Field. It's really kind of interesting. Anyway, that I can't really think of too much more to say. I did mention earlier, I'm going to go dog sledding. But you know what I had to do because of that? I grew up, in Buffalo, right on the Canadian border. And anytime you wanted to cross into Canada, you'd get to the border and say, where were you born? Buffalo. Go ahead. Nobody ever asked two questions about it. Excuse me. Now, starting very shortly, you're going to need a passport to get into Canada. Can you imagine that? A passport to get into Canada. Well, if you grew up in Buffalo, you can't imagine it. So anyway, I applied for a passport. It cost $100 to get a passport. $100. What if a soldier needs a passport to go to Iraq? That probably was a bad joke. I shouldn't have made it. There's my guy Obama again. I got my TV on here, and it's not, I don't have the sound up. Although I do feel like I'm talking to myself here. I got time for two more calls, so if you're out there and you want to have something to say, 347-945-6713. You can email me at, now I don't even have an email address for Norm at Night. I'm going to have to crank that up. Don't do it now, but I'll have an email address soon. And there, normatnight.com will be coming to a website near you very soon. It's just with my new job and everything, I'm just being overwhelmed by it all. I'm like a phoenix. I just keep arising. I did like my 4 years at my last job, though. It really was fun. I made some great friends who I'm going to keep forever. It was just time to move on, I guess. I would have been happy to stay, but I guess I was one of those fat salaries and they had to cut my budget. Never could have convinced me of that, but I guess I must have been one of those big fat salaries. Well, since there are a whole bunch of people coming to the show, it tells me I got 2 minutes remaining here, and I'm really interested in what this is all sounding like. So all I can say is come on back next week. We'll be on Tuesday night, I hope at 11, and go to your Facebook, see if you can find me on Facebook and invite me to be your friend, and I'd be happy to become a friend of the show. Norm at Night will just keep getting bigger and bigger, and as the calls start pouring in, as I'm sure we've already, it's really kind of cool, the calls we're getting. Politics will be what we talk about the most. Everyone knows I'm a flaming lib. Some people say I'm the Rush Limbaugh of the left, and who knows? Maybe I am. I write left-handed. Who can tell? I know somebody said, where do you stand relative to Barack Obama? And I won't even fib. I had to look to the right to find him. Boy, my voice has gone really, really hoarse. But, yeah, this is Norm at Night. And just remember when you listen to Norm, Norm fought the bull on H Furnace. And maybe Tuesday night if somebody calls in and wants to know what that means, I will tell the story about finding the bull on H Furnace. Yes, I was a United Steel worker. I was a United Retail clerk. I've never been in a teacher's union. I don't think they'd be a bad thing, but I got about 20 seconds left. So from good old Bowie, Maryland, this is Norm at Night saying I'll see you next week. See you Tuesday night. Out, out, out.
Barack Obama was on his world tour. Did the king take advantage of having emerged? He was well. somebody caught them before your program. So you're out of the hospital. Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good, that's great. So you're up. Help me out around here. Okay, let's take the floor.
Don't talk to radio. don't host radio.